Fall is a great time to get out and do some yard work, but as many of us can testify, too much gardening can quickly take a toll on your back. Dr. Sean Riley's here with some useful tips to help us avoid those problems. Dr. Riley, all that bending and crawling and reaching can create some problems, can't they?
Sure, yeah. It's that time of year. I mean, everyone's in a good mood. It's football season. Football comes around in the autumn and leaves start to change and starts to cool down a little bit. And unfortunately, that means that, you know, we're going to have to start doing some more yard work. And raking is a biggie. That's why I thought it would be a good topic that we discuss today. You know, it's one of the most common things that I see in the fall. You know, we, you know, kind of desk jockeys, we sit behind a desk, you know, we might exercise somewhat, but, you know, then we, you know, all these leaves fall out in our yard and, you know, what do? You know, a lot of us get out there and we think that we're just going to knock it out in one afternoon. And a lot of times what happens is, you know, improper biomechanics, just too much activity, different things like that. You end up on that, you can really hurt yourself. So we've seen some patients that have developed not only, you know, general low back pain, but some serious disc type of issues and some other conditions that have warranted and required a fair amount of treatment. Three things that I'm going to recommend to my patients related to raking leaves. Number one, stretch. Okay. We're obviously, the low back is going to be the biggie here where we see the most complaints related to yard work and raking leaves. So I think it's obviously makes sense to gently warm your low back up, start to stretch your low back. And then in addition to that, you're obviously using a lot of your upper body, your arms and so forth. So I would recommend some form of gentle stretching with your low back and your arms as well, to get you warmed up a little bit. Secondly, posture is a biggie, probably the most important in my opinion. We've preached and, you know, I harp to a lot of our patients about biomechanics and proper biomechanics and ergonomics and all these types of things that we can do. And proper biomechanics, essentially what I'm talking about is I want to set patients up for success with, you know, their functional activities or their day-to-day activities. We want to get them in good positions, they're posturally, mechanically, whatever you would like to say, to avoid injury. What happens is when we, you know, we form an improper posture, we lose these proper biomechanics, you're going to increase stress and irritation and pressure. You potentially on joints, discs, you could potentially, you know, reproduce or it could increase muscle spasm and tightness. So setting you up for success in a good position, I think, is very, very important. Related to raking leaves, you know, we've got that hunched kind of flexed posture and you're out there and you're in that flexed posture and you're raking leaves. It's very important to try to hinge through your hips. Okay, Scott. So if you could imagine like a golfer, you know, when you see a golfer on TV, how he keeps a straight spine in his back. Okay. So his spine is relatively straight and he hinges more at the hips. Okay. So what we're doing is we're moving more throughout our hips and we're not going to flex or bend in our low back. What happens is when we flex or kind of slouch or hunch, you're actually increasing pressure on the disc and the joints in the low back, and you potentially could create an injury. Third, we want to talk to patients about more like twisting. You know, a lot of times they're going to, when they bend and they stay in one area, you know, you've got the big pile, Scott, and you're going to be bending and twisting. It's really important that you move your feet as much as you can. Try not, a lot of times I'll see patients or folks in my neighborhood, you know, they'll just, their feet don't move and their body is twisting around their trunk quite a bit. So it's really, really important that, you know, you're moving your feet, you even squat down, really utilize your, you know, the mobility in your knees and your hips to get down. And then lastly, just relax. I mean, the leaves aren't going anywhere, hopefully. So many times I see patients, you know, they talk about, well, I was in my yard for 7-8 hours. You know, I don't care how good of shape you're in. I don't care how perfect your biomechanics are, you're going to hurt after something like that. So, you know, go out there, do a few, maybe get some of your family members out there, take a little break. I think it's important that we take a break and kind of reset the system, and that'll help as well. So, you know, first off, stretch, warm up a little bit. Secondly, and most importantly, in my opinion, is that posture and maintaining proper biomechanics. You know, try to move your feet around, avoid twisting and bending. That can be relatively or potentially dangerous as well. And then relax and take your time.
So we all know about proper form when it comes to lifting something heavy, but it sounds like there's a proper form even for raking or bending over and picking up some leaves and that.
Sure, and it's that repetitive nature of it. And I have had patients that have injured themselves, had significant injuries just by putting their shoes and socks on or raking leaves because it's, you know, it's that over and over type thing. And a lot of us, our margin for error starts to shrink the older we get. And so, you know, you might have kind of a festering thing going on in your low back. And then you go out there and it's just that repetitive motion. It doesn't take a lot of force or load to develop a significant injury.
If you're experiencing back pain, you need to check in with Tulsa Spine and Rehab. They have a team of experts that can diagnose and treat what's ailing your back. Give them a call today at 918-743-3737.